Blog Talk Radio.
When the giant comes to town, it's bye bye, baby. Every time the chips are down, it's bye bye, baby. Hippies in the making a candlestick park.
Soul Kitchen Radio Fantasy Football. Is everybody out there?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Yeah, you know, just chilling.
Mike, we got
I'm here.
Brian's there. JD,
you here? Yep, you're all here. I just have to say goodbye to my children.
You got to say goodbye to your children. You just let them loose, huh?
I just let them loose. Just flushed them down the toilet. It's never easy, you know. They were good looking kids too.
Good. Well, you see, we did the Giants. We had to come with the Giants today because this is the first show since they won the World Series, you know, and we're proud of those guys. Great job, San Francisco Giants. How was it out there? Did you guys go to the rally?
Oh man, it was horrendous. Yeah, because it was all happening. You know, I was there for game two. It was pandemonium. And then I had to motion. It wasn't just the fact that there was a lot of people. It was just the fact that, you know, some people just getting too crazy. Like, they closed down the mall because there was a gang fight. Some people got stabbed. The fortunate thing, like, I had a win-lose situation. Somebody hit me with frozen yogurt. Which actually was a benefit because I actually kind of wanted some frozen yogurt. So I thought it was God throwing frozen yogurt at me, but it was just some Mexican guys.
At least he wasn't throwing frozen burritos on you, huh?
Oh, man, that would have been heaven. that would have been a free meal right there.
A free meal, huh? Go down to Mission District and they're throwing frozen burritos at you. Jason, how was your week,
oh, yeah,
man? Your Rangers lost. Talk about it. How do you feel? But your team is doing good.
Yeah, we're doing good.
Tell them about Pittsburgh High School's team right now.
We started off 0-5. We're now 4-5. We've been on a 4-game win streak. We won our league on Friday in a nail biter, 23-21. We played Freedom. Their kicker missed a game-winning field goal with 10 seconds left. Wide left, I think. And now we're going to handle business at Antioch. Head on to these playoffs and make some noise.
Now, if you guys don't know this area, people that are listening around the world right now, if they don't know, the Antioch-Pittsburgh game is like the 49ers-Raider game. It's huge. It's the biggest high school rivalry game out here in the Contra Costa County. So that's going to be a big one. And Antioch has a chance to actually knock these guys out of the playoffs. Is that right?
No, we won league, so we can – not that we're going to lose because Antioch sucks. But, you know, if something was to happen, we'd still go because we're league champions.
Oh, okay.
Because Antioch hasn't won a game, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
So
well,
these
Antioch,
guys
– Antioch,
go ahead.
Big question in Antioch. That's one thing I remember about that place.
You remember Antioch Sears. That's all you remember.
Yeah, of course. That's why I remember them cockroaches.
The Antioch Sears.
That's all I know.
So I want to encourage everybody to go to Antioch this Friday night. Is it Friday or Saturday?
It's Saturday at 1.
It's Saturday at 1 o'clock. Antioch-Pittsburgh game is jumping off. Pittsburgh is in the playoffs, and they're making their run. Everybody thought they were going to be dead after they started 0-4 against some high powerful teams this year, Everybody was like, what the heck is going on? Pittsburgh High School came back, 4-game winning streak. If they beat Antioch, their coaches are taking them all out to steak dinners.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
Yeah. And if Jason scores, I'm buying him a large pepperoni pizza every time he scores. Now, speaking of buying people stuff, me and Brian went in on a little gesture, a little bet.
Yes.
We're betting dinner on a Miami and a Miami Raider game.
It's true.
Brian's there. He's the one that brought it up, Brian. So are we ready for this?
We are. I mean, Dolphins have undefeated road record. They're gonna destroy the Raiders. All the Raider fans don't even need to show up. It's gonna be a domination.
That's some good quality stuff.
Yeah, well, you know what, we're gonna see. I'm still in the process of getting my tickets. Anybody got the Raider Dolphin tickets, just send them over here. Still in the process of getting my tickets. I got these dang 49er tickets, these 49er Arizona on January 2nd tickets that were trying to trade off for Miami Dolphin tickets.
See, that's the intriguing thing right there. The 49er tickets aren't really all that exciting because, you know, no one expected them to be in this position. And, you know, they're terrible. So it's like, and with the Raiders, it's intriguing because nobody expected them to be in this position, and they're not terrible. So it's kind of like, you know, I would rather trade a 49er ticket for a Raider ticket, you know. So it's like it's just a much more of exciting game to watch because you just don't know what the Raiders are going to do, you know.
Right.
No one expected them to put up 90-plus points in the last two games. I mean, I think they've scored, what, more points than any other team in the last two games. So,
yep.
I mean, they're just whooping it.
And just to let you know, Jason Campbell came from, remember when Jason Campbell played against the 49ers and he had a quarterback percentage of 10.7?
Yeah.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
And how many, what did he have, like 50 yards in that game or something?
Yeah, he did terrible.
What a terrible game. Last week, he came out with 310 yards, two touchdowns. He was sacked two times, but this is the important thing. He had no interceptions last week.
None. Not one.
This week, the Raiders are playing the Chiefs.
Boo.
In Oakland. And they're playing for what could possibly be the AFC West. You know, because it's going to be a great game. And it's classic Oakland Raiders, Kansas City Chiefs, because it's in the Coliseum. It's raining outside. And I remember last time I went to the Kansas City Chief Raider game, it was pouring, and we stayed there, and it rained, and the Raiders won 1-1. So let's go. Let's do it. Oakland Raiders today. So who do you got for that game, Brian? You got the Raiders or the Chiefs today? Tell me about it.
I like the Raiders. I think Jason Campbell is a really pretty decent quarterback. I mean, the Redskins getting rid of him was he always put up decent numbers, came out of Auburn. I think McFadden's going to have an amazing game. I mean, they're a little injured today. Their corner's injured. Zach Miller, the tight end's injured. But I think there's going to be a lot of guys that are going to step up. I think Willis Murphy's coming back. I kind of like the Raiders. I think the Raiders are hot right now. I mean, I think the Chiefs, Matt Castle's going to not be able to handle the rain. They're going to run the ball a lot to Thomas Jones. And, I think it's going to be a pretty close fighting game. But, with spread on the game, the Raiders will probably take it.
Yeah, if they can pull it out, it's going to be – and the good thing is, get this, you guys, in the last 3 years, right now the Raiders are going to be televised today at 1 o'clock on CBS. They finally get some television time. Thank you, thank you, thank you to everybody that's going to be out there that bought the tickets. They had 2-for-1 tickets going today. So,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they had 2-for-1 tickets. They had some kind of special promotion. It was 2-for-1. So they were trying to sell the game out so they could get on TV today. Playboy's Finest just checked into the chat room. What's up, baby boy? Call us if you want to get on the radio. Now he's checked out because I called his name. All right, peace. Hey, the big news, of course, is what do we do with Randy Moss? Randy Moss is now a Tennessee Titan, guys. Does that take Percy Harvin down? Percy Harvin was really upset about the fact that the Vikings cut Randy Moss. Mike, what do you think about Percy Harvin now since Randy Moss is gone? Does that take out his fame?
A little bit, but unfortunately, Randy, you know, in the four games that he played for Minnesota, he, you know, they never, that coach who's, you know, everybody, 85% of the country voted that they want him fired because Childress is not a good coach. He never really used Randy Moss that well in their system anyways. So, I mean, I know he had two touchdowns and 179 yards in the four games, but that's not really Randy Moss numbers. And, yeah, I mean, if they had a different coach, it's going to be interesting to see how the Tennessee coach is going to use them because, you know, because I think they're going to be more ready to activate Randy. But unfortunately for Percy, I think, you know, they never really took full advantage of having Randy Moss in that, you know, on that field. So I don't think he's really going to miss being double covered on Randy. So, you know, give him space, but I just don't think it's going to be all that different.
Okay, good. Well, you know, I know since Randy Moss was there, Percy Harvin's had some great games because, you know, Randy Moss needs a cornerback and a safety. So he takes two guys by himself, was left the center open for Percy Harvin. I'm hoping that it doesn't matter. What do you think, Brian?
It's a simple factor. Randy Moss going to Tennessee with Jeff Fisher there. I mean, Jeff Fisher is a proven guy. He knows how to win. He will get Randy Moss going. Percy Harvin and Childress got in a fight, and Childress is probably going to be on his way out. This will be his last year with the Minnesota Vikings. Percy Harvin's kind of like he's got some issues. You know, at Florida, he's had some problems. He's kind of an arrogant guy, knowing some people that know him. You know, he's got a high head, and I think, you know, now with fantasy, I think the Vikings are done. I mean, they're going to be over today. I mean, Brett Favre will be retired after this year. But Percy Harvin's not a fantasy guy you want to start anymore. You know, I think Sidney Rice might actually be coming back, but Randy Moss going to Tennessee, I think it's a great move for Tennessee. I mean, you put Chris Johnson in the backfield, you got Randy Moss. You got Vince Young, who I think is going to have he should be back. He's going to have a pretty good year. And Tennessee right now is fighting for the playoffs. And, I mean, you can't count out Tennessee as possibly going to the Super Bowl, even though I'm a diehard Dolphins fan, living in Tennessee and, you know, seeing Tennessee almost get to the Super Bowl. And with the great coach of Jeff Fisher, I mean, Fisher's due 1 year. You know, he got him to the Super Bowl against the Rams when McNair was there. But I think it's a great move for Tennessee. I mean, I wish the Dolphins would have claimed Randy Moss. I mean, we're always looking for field goals. That's the name of our game. Where we should be called. There should be a song about us. Miami Dolphins are always going to kick a field goal. Let's see if today they can score a touchdown.
that's going to be the new song. Miami Dolphins always kick a field goal.
I don't know, Brian. I feel like Randy Moss, Bill Simmons, he's a famous Boston and ESPN writer. He compared Randy Moss and like when Patriots first cut him or like traded him. It was like breaking up with a super sexy girlfriend. And it's kind of like, I think if the Dolphins got Randy Moss, they wouldn't know what to do with it. Because, you know, it's like a little virgin, and he's got a perfect 10 woman laying in bed. He just wouldn't know what to do with her. So I think, I don't think Miami would have known how to handle Randy Moss and the sexy finesse that he brings to the table.
All right, well, look. Jason's over here typing and talking to people in the chat room. He has a question. Let's talk about it, Jason.
Shaq, he has a two quarterback lead. So do he start Whitehurst as a second quarterback or start all his running backs? His running backs are Hillis, McFadden, and Blunt.
What do you guys think?
I went to high school.
You went to high school with who? Whitehurst?
Charlie Whitehurst, yeah.
Would you start him today?
Whitehurst is, I guess, the Giants' defense. I mean, I don't know. I mean, but he's playing at home. I mean, he played really good at Clemson. I mean, he was all right where I went to school. But, so is it Whitehurst over who?
Whitehurst. He has a two-quarterback league, which means he could play two quarterbacks or he could play three running backs. So does he play his two quarterbacks? Which Shaq, who's your first quarterback?
Yeah, quarterback.
Well, we know his first quarterback is going to be good anyway.
Okay.
But his second quarterback is Whitehurst. So do you think Whitehurst is going to get more points than running than Hillis, McFadden, and Blount? And LeGarrette Blount went off last week.
Is Blount the guy who played in Oregon?
No. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's the one who punched the Boise State guy.
No
yeah,
way. He's in the league? Oh, my God. Who's he play for
he
the
went
Lions?
Off last week. I picked him up.
Wow.
His
wow. Tampa Bay,
Whitehurst,
right?
Blount.
Oh, he's in the league. Wow. He plays for Tampa Bay, am I right?
Man, Tampa Bay, and he went off. He's a new starting guy.
His first quarterback.
His first
wow.
quarterback, Peyton Manning. So,
yeah, I think I would wait on Charlie Whitehurst. Whitehurst never really was good at San Diego. I mean, yeah, he was behind Philip Rivers and Billy Bullock, but I mean, he did decent at Clemson. I think against the Giants defense today. I think Mike Williams might even be out. Well, Williams should possibly be starting. But
wait. Are they? I gotta ask, are they playing in New York? Are they playing the Giants at home? Like a Giants
in Seattle.
Home? Or they...
In Seattle.
They're
playing in
Seattle.
Seattle. They're playing in Seattle. I would say, this is what
because...
I would start the running backs. The running backs are going to get
me
more.
Too.
I would go with the running back, Shaq. And you can call back next week and send me an FU if I'm wrong. But if I get you more points for your game this week, you give me a high five virtually.
I can tell you right now, I'm not a big fan of Charlie Whitehurst. I know him personally. I would not start him. That's just my opinion.
Right.
Well, you know, and I'm telling you, Hillis, McFadden, and Blount are going to have a good game. It'll probably get him like 20, 30 points. Whitehurst on the Giants defense, he's not going to be ready for the pressure today. They're going to bring in something that he's never the package, and he's going to throw a couple of interceptions today. And I think Seattle's in trouble right now. And, hey, don't count out the Niners possibly winning the division. That division is so whack right now. A lot of people think the Niners could come back and win this division.
Now, Shaq, if David Garrard was not on bye, I would say, of course, start Peyton Manning and David Garrard, but – since he's on bye, I would say go for the running backs, buddy. Go for the running backs, and thanks for getting into this to our conversation too. We appreciate it. Mike, we lost Mike. Brian, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. The bye weeks this week is Denver, Tennessee, St. Louis, San Francisco, Washington, and Jacksonville. I think we're coming to the end of the bye weeks. Is that true, Jason?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know. We're coming to the end of the bye weeks. I could feel it because everybody's starting to go on bye week. Mike is back here. Let me get him in. Mike, you're back. We lost you.
Yeah, I never left your side.
Okay. Darren McFadden had 111 yards, 2 receptions for 24 yards last week. No touchdowns. I think he's gonna go off against Kansas City. He's had. Every game he's played, he's at a 100-yard game rushing.
I think the cool thing about him, I think his college confidence, his college swagger, is starting to come back. I mean, I don't think he's been on the Raiders when they won the consecutive games like this. And I don't mean like consecutive games, just winning 2 in a row, but I mean winning in dominating fashion. So I think his swagger and, he feels as if what he's doing is working. And a good running back like him is starting to feel that's really dangerous for that opponent, because that opponent he's gonna get that Darren McFadden loaded confident guy. I mean I feel bad for the Kansas City defense today.
Yeah, I mean McFadden's a great player. I mean, he was amazing in Arkansas. He ran the Wildcat. I mean, he took Arkansas to the SEC championship against Florida and almost beat the Gators. I was at that game. But McFadden has kind of been a head case. He's got, I'm not going to go around and tell his personal problems, but he's dealt with some problems, and I think he maybe, addressed them, and now he's changed into the McFadden that everybody knows. He's dominant. He's a number one running back. He's amazing. Him and Hillis were together when they were playing together in Arkansas. Arkansas had an amazing team. And they almost got to the national title against the Gators. But the McFadden that the Raiders want now is coming alive. And the Raiders are on fire. I mean, seriously. I mean, hey, the Warriors are 4-1. The Raiders are possibly going to win the division. San Francisco Giants win the World Series. What's going on in California?
It's the Bay Area,
seriously.
Baby. That's how we're doing.
Warriors are 5-1.
4-1.
Oh, Warriors
got Detroit
one?
Today.
Yeah. And they're am I right? They're undefeated at home.
Yeah.
At home. Jason's playing fantasy basketball. I don't get into basketball until March Madness. I don't like the NBA, but Jason's all into it. So anyway, it's Soul Kitchen Radio. It's Fantasy Football. It's Week 9. If you're out there, you want to call in, you have a question, who to start, who to sit, 714-694-4150, 714-694-4150. Soul Kitchen Radio. We'll be right back. Check out Rush by Kid Russ. Anytime you have fantasy football, anytime you have a Sunday Oakland Raider game, any kind of game, you have to have some hardcore rock and roll stuff type lyrics and guitar riffs and all that. Before we move on, I want to shout out to Bradley Lum. Have you guys heard of Bradley Lum?
Oh, he's not that familiar.
He's a Asian comedian. The Cocky Asian Tour is back, and it's in San Francisco at Punchline on Tuesday, 444 Battery Street, San Francisco, 8 o'clock Tuesday, November 9th. It's the Cocky Asians Are Back tour. So if you guys get a chance, if you're in San Francisco, go check out the Cocky Asians. I'm sure they're going to be talking about a whole bunch of rice and junk. So
Mr. Truby goes all the time.
I do go every Sunday, so I think I have seen him. Sometimes the names escape.
You will see when you see a whole bunch of people making left turns from the right lane, then you know it's a cocky Asian tour. It's in your city.
That is funny. Yeah. Kill us all.
I gotta let you guys know if I make random out noises or ouch noises, because my lady over here is plucking my unibrow. She likes giving me that pain.
She's plucking your unibrow. At least she's not pausing the soldier while you're on the radio.
Well, that would be a great thing. That'd be I'd like to make history. it's like we're all on the radio show today. And
all right, Jason, go ahead, take it. On you.
What?
Oh yeah, I want to talk about the coaches Brad Childress and Wade Phillips. Are they on a? Do you think that this might be their last season if they continue the way that they're doing? Are they on a hot seat?
They have a chance. Yeah, they're both fired. Wade Phillips will be gone by the end of this year. I mean, by next year. Guarantee you, Jerry Jones is just kind of going for a draft pick. Brad Childress and Frank Wife. There's been so much turmoil, and Brad Childress is gone. I mean, the chance of Brad Childress to stay and his chance of me actually living in California and have starting a life there, don't see it happening. So, hey, it is what it is. But, yeah, they're both going to be gone. They should pack their bags and call it a day.
Okay. Yeah, so I think Wade Phillips, I think Jerry Jones is like an ultimate slap in the face this year because he – thought for sure that he was going to be the first team to play a home Super Bowl, and now he's got one of the worst records in the league. So Wade Phillips is definitely going to take the brunt of that one. Let's talk matchups this week. We're going to go backwards this week. We're going to start with Monday night. Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. Ben Roethlisberger is coming off a great start. What he had 190. Well, he had 195 yards last week, but I think he did way better than that the week before.
For the season, he got like 764 yards, 5 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions.
And that's what, 2 games, 2 or 3 games.
2 or 3 games, yeah.
2 or 3 games. So, what do you guys think about Mike? What do you think about who do you got Monday night? Pittsburgh is at Cincinnati. Classic matchup.
Oh, definitely Pittsburgh. I mean, I don't know. They're just a much better team all around. They got defense that's just, they've always been known for their good defense. And, their offense is pretty damn good with Ben Roethlisberger back in there. So, I mean, I definitely got them going all the way. I don't know if it's going to be a close game. I feel like it probably won't be. I think it might start off as a close game, but I think Ben Roethlisberger will find a way to pull away. I mean, you might call him a rapist, you might call him a scumbag, blah, 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 but he is a damn good football player. He's a damn good quarterback. So I think they're definitely going to win at least a touchdown or two.
That's right. And Cincinnati's they're a 2-5 record. At home, they're 1-2. Earlier in the year, Week 3, we talked to Adrian Ross and from the Cincinnati Bengals. He said that T.O. is a way better receiver than Ocho Cinco for the fact that he gets the ball and produces yards after the catch. Brian, what do you think about that?
That's a very questionable call. I mean, T.O. is a very good player. And with Dallas Niners, he can make it happen, but he's also a cancer. He's got a lot of too much of a prima donna. He doesn't like himself, and I think he's really affecting Cincinnati. I mean, they had Pagman Jones until he was out for the season, I think until his ACL. I think the problem why the Bengals are not that good is Carson Palmer. I mean, I'm not saying Carson Palmer is a horrible quarterback, but since that injury, I don't know if you guys remember when Cincinnati was playing Pittsburgh, and they were in the playoffs, and he tore, I think it was his ACL. He hasn't been the same since.
I think I remember that game. It was near the end zone?
Yeah, he was going through a touchdown, and I think it was Troy Polamalu. And I don't know who it was, but he has not been the same since. And they don't have a quarterback that can direct that offense. They're in trouble. I mean, they don't really have a backup. I mean, when you see Rex Grossman starting for the Redskins, times are bad. I mean, maybe I should lace it up and try to throw 90 yards. I sure could play in the NFL at this point. there's just a lot. The quarterbacks of the league are horrible. I mean,
yeah,
goddamn,
right,
you might as well put my grandma up there. I mean, she might have a better shot. I mean, there's no Dan Marinos, there's no Jim Kelly, there's no John Elways anymore. You got Rex Grossman's and
the closest we have to that right now is Tom Brady, Peyton Manning,
Drew Brees,
and
sometimes Phillip Rivers.
And I'm not gonna leave Brett Favre out. He's having a tough year this year, but Brett Favre is definitely one of the best. Let's move on to Dallas at Green Bay. Dallas is 1-6 going into Lambeau Field on a cold, cold Sunday evening. Jason, what do you think about that game?
I mean, we have John Kitna starting. You know, Green Bay, they're injured, you know, they're batted up and whatnot. They still come out, you know, they shut down the Jets. They put up 9 points, even 3 field goals.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't let them score. They went down the field, they put up points, and Dallas just isn't looking good at all. They wasn't looking good with Tom Brady, and they're not looking – I mean, Tony Romo. Excuse me, Tony
Brady on Dallas. Nice.
Maybe you're making predictions for a couple
just,
years
just
down the road.
Off the air, man. I think every Dallas fan just killed himself now. They're going nuts.
I mean, Tony Romo,
they're
not looking good with John Kitna. So, you know, Wade Phillips is probably the last year. Jerry Jones probably get rid of him.
And Dallas is pretty much giving up right now. We're going Green Bay.
Yeah, they're fighting for the number one pick now.
Right. So, I just want to say thank you, Aaron Rodgers, for only putting up 9 points last week in the fantasy league and letting me bypass this dude that I had to beat, and I won my game. Thank you.
Well,
on Green Bay with Green Bay over Dallas. Kansas City and Oakland, we've talked about it. Oakland, surprisingly, is 3-1 at home. And as a Raider fan, we love it when the Raiders win at home.
And Oakland is also second in the NFL in scoring.
Second in the NFL in scoring. Can you say that one more time?
Second in the NFL in scoring.
Wow. So, go ahead, Mike.
Scoring 95 points or so in 2 games, that definitely shoots you up to the scoring leader charts. So, I mean, that definitely helps. I mean, man, if they could create some magic today against the Kansas City Chiefs, then you know, the 3 is for real.
That's right. So we're not even going to talk about this game because we're all going for Oakland Raiders. We've talked about it. The big game, Indianapolis is going into Philadelphia today. The Colts are 5-2. The Phillies. The Eagles are 4-3. Mike, what do you think about this game? Okay. Then go ahead. Jason, take it.
Philly, they're getting a big back. They're getting Deshaun back. You know, Jeremy Maclin has been basically putting it on his shoulders, him and Kevin Cole. But Michael Vick is back. He's talking about running smarter, you know, not taking as many hits. Deshaun Jackson is back. I just wonder if Deshaun Jackson is going across the middle at all anymore. Is he just running?
Well, he's
post
scared
like
about
that.
Going across the middle. You know, that does put a little...
Shell shock.
Yeah. But you know what? I think as a professional player, Deshaun Jackson knows that kind of stuff happens, and you're making millions of dollars. That's going to happen. You shrug it off. You go to the next one, and you move on, and you try to get your team boosted up. What do you think, Brian? You think Deshaun Jackson is going to have some shell shock from that concussion he had a couple weeks ago?
I think he's going to actually have a really good game. And I mean, the Colts are right now. I mean, I don't know if you know, Dallas Clark's out. Two of their top running backs are out. Mike Hart, Joseph Addai, they're beat up. Powers, their corner's out. I mean, they're beat up. I mean, they're so bad right now that they're looking for Trubisky to possibly sign with the team and fly from California to Philly to try to play. I mean, they're going to have a little short guy in there. They're beat up bad. And it's at Philly.
Actually,
Philly, the Eagles fans are crazy.
That's why you left.
Eagles won't win today.
I was on the phone.
You what?
Mike,
what
are you doing, bro?
I was just talking to the Colts.
What's up, baby? I get this phone over here just cock blocking me away from you peeps. But I was just on the phone with the Colts, and Brian's right. They do want to sign me as their wide receiver. I mean, I never thought dreams would come true, you know, but it's true.
You are the new Anthony Gonzalez.
I am. Well, Anthony.
I'm calling down, too.
Jason's looking something. What are you looking up, Jason?
I don't know if you guys heard this or not, but Troy Polamalu has came out and, you know, he has some words for Roger Goodell about his power in the NFL, how much power he has, about, you know, how he's cracking down on these hits. You know, he says, quote, he's got all the power, and that may be part of the problem. There needs to be some type of separation of power like our government. I don't think it should be based totally on what two or three people may say that are totally away from the game. It should be some of the players that are currently playing. Now, he's talking about deciding on, you know, what's an illegal hit or not. He goes on to say, when somebody has the ball and he's running,
mm-hmm.
you're getting, you know, they talk about the lowest man wins.
Right.
And you're getting low. Then at the last second he decides to duck his head.
Mm-hmm.
Then
you hit helmet
yeah,
to
you
helmet.
Hit helmet to
and
helmet.
You get fined for it.
Then you get fined for it. He's saying they need to take a better look at this and decide what exactly is an illegal hit. So, yeah, I'm just looking at that since we were talking about DeSean Jackson and the hit.
Right, right. Now, the NFL is really cracking down on these hits, and many people are saying that it's kind of like a baseball strike now. You got to hit them in the strike zone. You can't go too high. You can't go too low. What do you guys think about that?
Well, I think it's almost like a continuation of the pussification of America, you know? Like, football is an American sport, and, you know, it's played by men who want to smash mouth each other in the grills, and that's a beautiful thing. And, you know, if you play it the right way, then you know, don't get hurt.
Who was it the other day that came out and said, let's take off the face mask and make them play that way? That was that old school coach. That, what was that? Who was his name?
I didn't even hear about that.
No, that was, oh, my God. Brian, who was it? What's up, Brian?
Which one? Yeah, I'm here. What did you say?
The coach that came out and said, "Let's make them take off their face masks if we wanna stop all these helmet to helmet hits."
Oh, I don't know. Rex Ryan?
No, it was an old school, one of the old Notre Dame coach. Or I can't believe it just lost my.
Oh, mind. I know who you're talking about. I know who you're talking about. Lou Holtz.
Lou Holtz said that, or now my buddy from Comcast says it was Ditka, but no, it wasn't Ditka. It was Lou Holtz that came out and said that.
Yep.
Okay, so where we at? So we know that these hits, this thing is getting crazy. Pretty soon they're gonna put flags on these guys, but that's gonna take away all the fun of watching football. I mean, we watch football like we watch car racing. We want to see people get hit. We want to see people get hurt. We want to see cars flip over. That's what we watch football for. It's hard, rush, hitting game.
Yeah, that's what Troy Polamalu was saying. He said, do people go for the scores or do they go for the hit, the big hits?
Yeah. You go for the big
hit. I
go for the big hit. The scores are fine, but, yeah, big hit. Everybody agrees, big hit.
Yeah. When I play flag football, I'm breaking people's noses.
Just that.
Yeah.
Just that moment.
I mean, you know, like
get big hit and you go ooh, and everybody's
right.
Goes,
I like
ooh.
To hit
yeah. It's like that wide receiver. You know, when he makes, you know, his coverage keeps look bad by getting that touchdown with one hand. You know, and then he gets it totally like grilled and smashed in the next play. The defensive guys that like. Comeback is like that. See, this is me showing you that I got it too for you. So you know,
if you don't want to see a big hit, I would say go watch these overgrown 6'10" dudes running down this little wooden floor and watch some basketball. You see,
yeah, or go watch baseball. I mean, baseball.
go watch some baseball, basketball.
I love baseball, but I played it. But it's
or volleyball. You know, every time I whenever I've coached football, I tell these kids, if you don't want to hit, then you need to go play tennis because the tennis courts are open. Uh-huh. But right here, this is football.
Or figure skating.
Or figure skating. You go in, you hit, you make a big hit, and that's how you play. You have no mercy. You're not friends until after the game.
That's exactly what our coach
And you
told
have
us.
No mercy. That's the way it does.
Exactly what our coach told us for the Freedom game, which basically was the championship for our league.
Yeah.
He told us, you know, because you grew up with a lot of these guys. You know, you guys been playing since Pop Warner or youth, whatever you played. And on the field, all that is gone.
Yes.
It's like you guys don't know each other. And that's how we play.
Got to say what's up to Hope. He's got some teeth. He's out there listening. Well, he's working. that's the name of his team. Hope he's got some teeth. He's commissioner of our football, our fantasy football league. And then we have another guest in the chat room right now. New York Giants are going to Seattle. Oh, I'm hoping Hakeem Nicks takes it over again today.
Seattle.
I'm hoping Charlie Whitehurst gets wiped out.
Seattle's 3-0 and is undefeated at home.
Before Whitehurst.
Yeah, but yep. But Whitehurst, overrated, man.
What happened to Matt?
Somebody stepped on his foot,
twisted his finger.
They put a douche in the wrong way.
Some hair, that's what I heard. He's getting a hair transplant. That's what I heard.
New York Jets going into Detroit. Now, Detroit has been surprising everybody because everybody thinks Detroit is a bad team this year. I mean, that's just what Detroit's made of themselves, the bad team. But they're 2-5, and at home they're actually 2-1. Now, Sue, Namamingami Sue, is killing people up the middle. But the New York Jets are 5-2 with a road record of 3-0. Are the New York Jets going to the Super Bowl this year?
Yes.
No. No.
Yes.
No, hell no.
Who?
No. No.
Oh, hell no.
Over Mark Brian's Sanchez body. Just raped another chick, I heard. This is the rumors from New York. Especially she's 16.
Are they going into Detroit and dominating the Lions today?
Of course.
I like the Lions. I think Stafford's going to have a really good game. I mean, I think they got, you know, Johnson. They got their Travis Best.
Just hang up, please.
They got Best. You want to bet? I think, well, I'll tell you my upsets today. Lions, Cleveland, Miami, call it a day, 3-0. It's a parlay.
Well,
Cleveland over New England?
I think they're at Cleveland. Yeah, I think Cleveland's going to be New England. I think Colt McCoy beat the Saints at New Orleans. He will beat New England.
Okay, you officially have to do the
back.
You officially have to do the show from the chat room.
Jason said that. If Cleveland loses to New England next week, Brian, you do the show from the chat room, just chatting in.
Okay. I mean,
if New England loses, then Jason will do the show from the chat room next week.
Okay.
We got that?
Yeah.
Is that a bet, Brian?
Yeah. We got it. If I could do it, if not, Truby might have to do it for me.
Oh, so you're just on your phone. Do you have a laptop there with you?
My computer, unfortunately, got demolished.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Brian was having
sex
the other night, and he was smashing someone with the laptop.
Brian, you can text. You can do the show by texting.
Okay, well, you'll have to tell me how to do that.
We'll just say what you're texting.
I'm telling you right now, man. The Browns, they're not a team to mess with, man. They're gonna win in Cleveland today. And the Jets.
Tom Brady's gonna
take
them apart.
My Dolphins are gonna win today too. So we're gonna be 4-0. This is a must win. If the Dolphins lose today, we're done. We're three games.
Okay,
let me ask
you this. I got 15 minutes to choose Percy Harvin or Ronnie Brown, and I've been going through this all morning.
Oh, it's too easy. Ronnie Brown's going to dominate. Percy Harvin's going to be having nothing today.
It doesn't
matter. Percy Harvin's not. Ronnie Brown's, they're going to probably have a Wildcat set up.
this team's ready, man. They're ready to go on the road.
Ray Lewis is going to put headhunting for Ronnie Brown on his helmet. Ronnie Brown knows if he touches that ball, it's 187.
You know, I'm hoping that it's the other way. I hope Ray Lewis is looking for Ricky Williams. And that's what I'm saying. Harvin is hurt, so
he was just out there running and catching balls.
Ronnie Brown's going to have a great game today. The Dolphins are playing for their life today. They're going to come out with a better execution than kicking field goals. I mean, Dan Carpenter, I love him, best kicker in the NFL, Pro Bowler from Montana. Give a out to Dan Carpenter. I mean, he can kick a 70-yard field goal. I don't want field goals.
I don't think I've ever had you predict that the Dolphins are going to lose any game. We might be a little biased. I don't think the Dolphins are going to pull it out today.
Well, I'm making my last-minute switch right now, guys. I am going with Brian's pick. Since Percy Harvin is hobbling around the field, I'm going with Ronnie Brown over Percy Harvin. Decepticons or Fonzie or whatever you change your name to this week, you're going down, buddy. That's the way it is.
Going down, dude. Brett Favre, retire while you're at it.
When Ronnie Brown has two fumbles and you end up with 2 points because he's going to have two rushing yards, you're going to have 16 carries for two rushing yards. Okay, you're going to have 2 points.
Now, our offensive line's really, really bad.
Yeah, 30 yards.
Jaquan's going to open it up.
Who did they put on?
You know, Sean Cherry, you know, the guy from Ole Miss, is going to open it up.
Yeah,
I mean, the Dolphins are playing for their life today. They got an execution. Tony Sperano's not going to Baltimore.
It's like Cincinnati, they played Cincinnati and he has 61 rushing yards. Who is Cincinnati's defense? If you can name me three good players besides Keith Rivers and the two cornerbacks, I'll accept that. But it's Baltimore's defense. It's Ray Lewis. It's Ed Reed. It's Terrell Suggs. It's all those guys and they're headed for whoever.
It doesn't matter when Miami goes on the road. They're a Super Bowl team. When they go at home, all that fantasy BS, all that. Gloria Estevan, Jennifer Lopez,
they're
3-0
at home. Baltimore is 3-0 at home. Their defense is going to do everything, I should say, at home. They're going to cause turnovers. Chad Henne, they're going to force them to be one-dimensional. When they go one-dimensional, they're going to be no-dimensional. They're going to be landing on
the game. Ronnie Brown's due for a big game. Percy Harvin is not feeling well right now. His head is so messed up. He misses his boyfriend, Randy Moss. And, you know, the Vikings are in trouble. I mean, I talk to Percy all the time. He's not going to do it. Trust me.
Oh, Brad, why'd you do that? Oh, you got red and red. No. I'm not playing today.
Okay, so Chicago is going into Buffalo. Oh, my God. Buffalo is the last the last 0-4 team out there. They're 0-7. So, remember when we talked about the 49ers being the best 0-5 team ever? Is Chicago the best 0-7 team ever?
Chicago.
Buffalo, the best 0-7 team ever?
And they got Sean Marion, but he's not playing.
Yeah, they do. He's not playing. Buffalo it's a disaster, man. That team is... But the Bears aren't any better. I mean, you put Jay Cutler at quarterback, he's going to throw you a key interception always at the end. I mean, that game's in Canada, I believe. Anything can happen in Canada. So, I mean, that game's a toss-up.
If you want to call in, 714-694-4150. That's the number to the show. 714-694-4150. The chat room is going crazy today. I'm having a great show right now. This is fun. Tampa Bay is going into Atlanta. We're going to just say Chicago is going to go in and they're going to destroy the Bills today.
Because Jay Cutler will look like his old self. Jay Cutler will look like a new self.
He might. I mean, Jay Cutler will never win a Super Bowl in my lifetime or your lifetime. So, you know, I mean, it's a simple thing. I mean, Trubisky has a better shot of landing, Aaron Andrews than Cutler has a chance to win a Super Bowl.
Tampa Bay is going into Atlanta, and now Atlanta is going off. Roddy White is having Roddy White, Matt Ryan, they're all just going off out there in Atlanta. So this is actually going to be a good game because I'm playing LeGarrette Blount against Atlanta.
Can you believe that Tampa Bay is 5-2 and 3-0 on the road, and Atlanta is 5-2 and 3-0 at home? What a game!
This is going to be
not even
game
sold out. I heard.
Yeah,
not better than the Oakland Kansas City game, but it's a game.
It's going to be a good game.
Atlanta fans come. Atlanta fans show up, I guess. Maybe.
What the hell is going on over there, guys?
Who got shot?
Well, you're in San Francisco, number one killing school, number one capital murder. But getting back to the Atlanta Tampa Bay game, Josh Freeman has really stepped up. And I was in Tampa Bay last year at this time when the Tampa Bay was absolutely horrible, if I'm not mistaken. And I said to somebody, I said, Freeman's going to be the real deal. He came from Kansas State. The guy has a great head on his shoulders, quiet, reserved guy. You know, he's a great quarterback. It's just like Matt Ryan, too. These guys are both class acts. They're like Tom Brady. And both teams are playing absolutely great. And Raheem Morris is like 33, 34 years old. This guy has so much energy. It's absolutely amazing. I mean, it's going to be a good game, but Michael Turner, White, Matt Ryan, Brian Finneran, the defense, Atlanta's going to be victorious today. 6-2, here we go. Go Falcons. Go Dirty Birds.
Yeah, I like Atlanta in this game just because I like Atlanta, you know.
Yeah, I think Tampa Bay, they've shown up. But, you know, it's Atlanta, it's Matt
it's
Ryan.
Atlanta, they're in the dome.
Yeah.
If you got one of their kickers, if you got the Tampa Bay or the Atlanta kicker, always play them in the dome.
Yeah.
Right now.
Matt Ryan's a pretty good kicker.
Yeah. Now, everybody should be headed, getting ready for their playoffs, you know, trying to position themselves, the top six going to the playoffs in fantasy football. We're almost there, so right now you should be starting to position yourself, make some smart picks. Kickers and defensive guys get a lot of points, and look for sleepers. Sleepers are out there right now. Before we move on to the last four games we have, I want to say I went to Phoenix Games this week on Tuesday, I think it was, and we had a blast there. I told you guys about Phoenix Games. Jason, when are you going to Phoenix Games with me?
When the season's over. I don't even get home until like 9. I feel like I'm at work all day like you.
Yeah. Yeah. So, guys, I want Brian and Mike. I know we're going to all. Mike, are you going to the Dolphin game? Mike, are you on? His phone is tearing up. Mike, are you going to the Dolphins game?
Yeah, I'm going to make it. I'm going to try. I definitely want to go with you. Rick, you know, it's crazy. I haven't seen you. Like, we've been on the phone, but I haven't actually seen you in 3 years.
I know. It's been a long time, huh?
No, man. It's crazy.
I told you I can get tickets, Rick, for I just got to talk to my friend. We just PayPal him $86 right on the 5-yard line or 50-yard line, I think it was.
Okay.
That's
possible. Okay,
you'll be
yeah.
in the Dolphin
yeah.
area. But.
Yeah, I'm trying to swap these tickets out, but I want you guys to make some time, come out here, and we could all go to Phoenix Games, all four of us. We could get on the game and we could play online against each other at Phoenix Games in Concord.
I don't think I'd go because, you know, I just whoop all you guys. I'm just.
That'd be cool.
With Phoenix Games.
Phoenix Games is in Concord. It's on Clayton and Treat.
Hey, guys.
In the Togo Shopping Center. We only got 6 minutes, Mike. You cannot leave.
Oh, this is up to me. It's my freaking phone. It's gonna die.
Mike, are you gonna come and watch the game? I'm down at the bar.
And just to let you guys know, listen, Brian and Mike, just to let you guys know, and Jason, SoulKitchenRadio.com is now owned by me. So we are gonna be taking photos, and we're gonna be putting all our great little pictures and stuff on there, and we're gonna talk about. We're going to have our own fantasy football area on soulkitchenradio.com. It's coming up. So, and I'm thinking in the Dolphins game, we'll take a lot of photos. And,
yeah, I'll bring my camera.
And then after that, we'll launch the site probably in December. So look for that, soulkitchenradio.com. Welcome, Brian. You're officially a Soul Kitchen Radio host now. I'm glad to say that. Man,
you
know what you're saying. Let's go. New Orleans is going into Carolina. New Orleans is 5-3. Carolina is 1-6. Oh my God, Jason, I'm thinking Lance Moore, Drew Brees all day. They've been playing a long season. They got 1 week left until their bye week. So I'm thinking New Orleans is going to go in there but I'm scared of the Carolina defense. I'm always scared of the Carolina defense because they don't need to have nobody out there. They always perform. What do you think about that, Jason?
New Orleans, like you said, Lance Moore, Drew Brees, their offensive line, Marcus Colson. That's all you need to say.
But you know, Brian, every time I've had the Carolina defense, they always come through with 2, 3, 4 interceptions. Drew Brees has been known to throw some interceptions this year. What do you think about that matchup?
I think Saints are going to come out. I mean, but you never know with the Saints. I mean, they lost to Cleveland at New Orleans. I mean, that's what I'm saying. This team is not a Super Bowl contender right now. They don't. Drew Brees is not having a real good fantasy year. I think Reggie Bush and Pierre Thomas. I think Pierre Thomas is actually going to get traded to the Patriots. I mean, they're tired with his antics. It was going to happen on October 19th. The trade got waived. I still think the Saints will win. I think it's going to be a probably
that's some good insight because I didn't know that. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Pierre Thomas is going to get traded to the to the Patriots?
October 19th, I went on Roto World. If you guys ever been on Roto World, www.rotoworld, it's probably one of the best sites. And I get a lot of insight off that. But no, it was going to be for they wanted DeRoy Butler from the Pats, and the Pats said no or something like that. But yeah, Pierre Thomas was on his way out.
Well, since he's been hurt, he's no good to the Saints right now. He's been hurt.
Chris Ivory really has replaced him.
Yeah, Chris Ivory is replacing, but Chris Ivory is doing boo-boo, too. Chris Ivory has been terrible. No matter, he's not putting up any kind of fantasy points I've seen. Brian, Sanford, are you out there? How's Chris Ivory going to do today? What do you think? I hope you play him because you're going to lose, and I'm going to take your spot. But let's go into New England at Cleveland. New England 6-1. People are starting to say that New England is going back to the Super Bowl this year.
No.
When Brady cuts his hair, actually, I think Brady needs to cut his hair. I mean, shoot, I let my hair grow out for 2 months and I finally cut it. But, Justin Bieber is getting kind of upset. That's what I hear.
Yeah,
but,
Justin Bieber said something about Brady. He said, talking about the Brady, you a sack, leave your something. Oh, I'm talking about Brady, leave your hair to the guy who sings Baby. That's what he said.
Corey McCoy's going to dominate today, man. I'm telling you that right now. The Browns are going to pull this one off. Patriots fans, you can laugh at me all you want. If Corey McCoy was in the game last year, Alabama would not be national championship today. They are overrated to begin with, and that's
Alabama.
How it works.
Alabama last year was the truth.
Okay.
No, they put that rookie quarterback in Gilbert, and Gilbert screwed it up. Corey McCoy was healthy. Corey McCoy went out in the second period. Texas would have won the national title.
Mark Ingram Alabama this year. Too much. Mark Ingram was too much.
Hey, let me tell you guys right now, we have 60 seconds to go. We do continue this talk. We can't continue it for the next few minutes after the show ends. If you're listening on Blog Talk Radio right now, the show is going to officially end in 60 seconds, but if we have more to talk about, we just continue to talk, and the show continues to record, and you can go to iTunes right now, hit in the search button, search Soul Kitchen Radio, my pretty face is going to show up, and you can download everything that we have, every show that we've had so far, onto your iPhone or onto your computer or whatever. The Soul Kitchen Radio on iTunes. San Diego is going in Houston. San Diego is 0-4 on the road. I'm just happy that Philip Rivers is putting up fantasy points. He might not be putting up real points, but he's putting up fantasy points. What do you think about that matchup there, Brian?
Well, I mean, San Diego, I was just watching on TV. Vincent Jackson has come back, but he's still suspended. Nadee's out. There are other wide receivers out. I mean, they're going basically with no wide receivers. I mean, they're so bad right now. I mean, God, I wish I could still play football. I have actually a job in the league. Houston's going to do. Houston's going to dominate. I mean, Matt Schaub's going to have an amazing game. Foster's going to have an amazing game. Andres Johnson's going to have a great game. Rushing's back. I mean, if that Houston, I think Houston's going to dominate. San Diego's season ends today. There's no way they can win with all those wide receivers out. I think Phillip Rivers is going to maybe have to run for a couple quarterback sneaks today. But I love Houston, and the game's just about to start.
I'm with you. I'm with Houston. I just got an inside track. It's a little too late now because games are officially starting, but James Jones is the shocker of the week. And this James Jones from Green Bay, what did he have last week? What we're looking at his stuff right now. Week 7, he had 4 receptions for 107 yards. His longest was 45 yards. James Jones, remember that name, from Green Bay Packers, is going to be the shocker of the week. You remember that James Jones, Mike?
Oh, yeah. He's going to be a shocker.
Mike's still on?
I'm back.
Mike,
you're still on. Still on.
Mike, why don't you come down and watch the Patriots get their ass kicked today?
Well, I will try to, but first I might need to make some loving.
You just made some loving right before the show.
Yeah. God, what's happened to me, man? I'm like Rex Grossman now, falling off the face of the earth.
Maybe you need to go to Mike's house. Maybe you need to go over there where Mike is, Brian, because his girlfriend got roommates in, and they like to use his man-made conditioner. So you can get some man-made conditioner for him.
Yeah, the conditioning bottle is here, so you can take some of the magic from that, Brian.
No, it would be happening. My living situation was a little bit better, but you know, that's the reason why I'm actually I'm playing backup wide receiver. I'm actually third string quarterback now. In my situation.
Yeah.
That's how bad
it's called absenteeism, buddy.
I'm like a Cleo Lemon, off the street, no action. But I mean, yeah, I mean it's. that's gonna end soon. I mean, come on.
All right.
My
well,
outfit shirt, but yeah.
Last game of the week, Arizona at Minnesota. Arizona's 3-4. Hightower's back. Minnesota is beat up, and they're going through all kinds of mess. Who do you guys got in this one? Jason,
you know,
start with you. Go ahead,
I'm
Mike. Start with you.
I'm gonna pick Minnesota.
Mike.
Only because they, you know, Childress, there's a lot of drama going on there. You know, Randy Moss is gone. I think the team, they're going to try to rally around each other, and I think they're going to come out fighting really strong. I think they're going to play a really good game today.
I don't think so. I think Arizona's going to go off.
Arvin is active for the Vikings game.
He's active, but he's not going to – I bet he doesn't return punts. And they're going to go somewhere else. So I think I made the right decision. Thank you, Brian. You helped me make the right decision. Ronnie Brown better go off.
I want to watch the game. I'm outside trying to get in to watch the game. They better put the game on here. Patriots
right.
Are losing 7-0 troops.
All right, guys. Well, that's the end of this week. Soul Kitchen Radio Fantasy Football Week 9. It was great. I had a good time.
Always.
Great too.
Hey, guys, I wanted to tell you real quick, this is a non-football related stuff, but I'm in a comedy competition right now. It's called Walk the Plank, Casanova's, and it's at the Casanova Wharf down by Fisherman's Wharf, and I'm going to be there on the 13th, so if you want to come on down, support your homie, I'll be out there.
On the 13th? Is it 21 and over?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, no, you can get in if you're 18. I mean, they'll just
get
you. Yeah.
What I tell you, man, go Browns. Driving.
The Browns are driving already.
Great game already. Yep, Colt McCoy, baby. I tell you, Texas would win the national title. Anyway.
All right. Hey, why don't you put your phone up to somebody and tell them to say what's up to Soul Kitchen Radio, Brian.
Who do you want me to do?
Just
anybody?
Go up and find somebody and say, hey, I'm live on the radio right now. Say hi to Soul Kitchen Radio.
Are we live on the radio right now?
Yeah, we are. We're still on iTunes. We're still podcasting.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a Dolphins fan. You guys want to say hi live on the radio? No, you feel me? On the radio real quick? On the radio. Nobody wants to do it here. Hey, we're in San Francisco. What do you expect? But hey,
some positive
right,
thing. I mean,
Browns are driving, man. Browns are driving. Perry
okay,
Perry
well.
Had a big run.
All right, guys.
Told
well,
everybody
it.
The Browns are going to dominate.
My lady's over here. She can yell out.
Yeah, yell it with her mouth full. Soul kicking right on.
Look at Perry Hillis.
Okay. Women are crazy.
Hey, Troops.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Are you ready? I'm telling you, dude. The Browns are going to upset the Patriots. I told you, if I had money right now.
We want to officially wish Jason good luck in his game this week against Antioch.
Yeah, good luck, Jason.
Come on.
If the schedule is all
the
way up.
And we're out.
Hey, Jason. Okay. Jason, what position do you play? I think we went over it, but I forgot to.
Receiver.
Wow. And the Ravens are driving, too.
I can't hear Jason.
He's a receiver.
Oh, you're a receiver. Oh man, that's awesome!
Just like
man. I hope you score the winning touchdown, and your teammates raise you up in the air. Women throw bras at you, and you know, and then you're gonna be serenaded like you're the
shit.
Well, it's San Francisco.
All right, fellas, we're out. See you guys next week.
Next week, baby. Always a good time.
Peace.
Wow, touchdown, Ravens.